Okay, next is burning Gene Bunch's tree down. Okay, Gene Bunch is a big real estate guy, and he had some big shots from the city back in the money wise. He bought a whole bunch of property on Huckleberry. Okay, and Huckleberry Road is right down by Huckleberry Junction. You can drive down it about 2 miles, and on the right side is this Hillcrest Estates or something like that, big name, big old sign of pillars. Well, he's trying to make another Bella Vista like Frank Sinatra and the rest of the movie stars did out of Bella Vista, but in a smaller scale. But then make enough money off of that where he can get bigger and bigger and bigger, him and these other guys that's backing him with money. Okay, all these rich people got, they got no hunting, no trespassing signs. And they're selling lots for $4,000 an acre and all improvements. They dozed it all down, left a bunch of nice trees, planted and plowed it all up, planted real nice grass, had surveyors in there. They're making like a little town for old people to be tarred, the rich folks sell it to them, you know. Have their own fire department, the whole bit, that's what they plan on doing. Well, see, I used to sneak in there and shoot deer and poach them all the time off of Gene Bunches. And they used to try to catch me all the time, but they never would catch me. And any time I think that they caught up to how I'm getting in there, how I'm doing it, I switch around and do something else. I set a booby trap so they get madder yet at me. So, but what happened is me and John went in there coon hunting one night. Say, John, everybody's scared to go over there by Gene Bunches because he got the law patrolling it. To go coon hunting. I said, we can go over there and get 10, 12 coons in one night over Gene Bunches. Let's go over there. So we went over there one night. We treat two coons running because there are two trails they started, went to one in this tree. One in this hollow tree, we had to leave them because it's a hollow tree. Little people pneumonia, and even though you couldn't climb it so big around.
What's the first thing you said, no little bull peep pneumonia?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, see, you can't smoke coons out with smoke bombs. You can't burn them out because you ruin the hide and the hair, and a lot of times you kill them, they won't come out anyway. Well, you get little bull peep pneumonia in a plastic jar, you put it in the plastic jar, and you get a rag, and you climb a tree, and you throw it in the hole and make them eyes water and wine.
They'll come out,
see? That's the best way to get coons out. You don't ruin the hide.
Why couldn't you do that here?
I didn't have none.
Oh, okay.
So then we trailed another coon about a half hour later, and it ran all the way back in this great big monstrous tree. And it had a hole in the bottom, a little split seam, hollow all the way up. So when there's three coons in there, me and John's got to get them. So what we do, we get a whole bunch of leaves at the bottom, because this is hollow all the way through, and it's going to draw through that top hole. It's going to suck all that smoke and up in it. So we're putting all them leaves in the bottom, all these dry leaves, fall of the year, you know, where some coon season is. We lit that sucker.
How'd you get them in the bottom?
The leaves got this hole in the bottom. The whole tree's hollow.
Yeah, but how'd you get into the hollow from the bottom?
The hole. It's cracked. It's a great big hole. You can see inside the hole. It's about this wide the bottom. It goes up about like that, and that's it.
Okay.
Then it's healed over where lightning struck.
Can't the coons get in and out there?
I don't know where they went there, but they're not there. If they went in there, they crawl up inside the tree and go as far as they can up there.
I understand.
The higher a coon is, the safer he is. He ain't like a possum. And see, Bones, I know they ain't go in there because old Bonesy and them dogs would be barking right there, you know, right at the hole, so they ain't go in there, you know. I mean, plus, he'd get up in the tree, he'd smell what's on the outside barking because he's smelling with his nose on his back legs.
Okay.
And... I'll, if I had
Let's stop here. That's the end of this tape.